Time management leads to peace, happiness, and success. I'm so tired. Putting my kids to bed takes so long that I can't relax before sleeping. I'm always busy with chores, but I never feel like I get anything done. It can be hard to feel truly successful when you're caught up in daily routines. Success is often seen through things like a fancy house, a child at an Ivy League school, or a high-level job. Instead of looking for success in these big achievements, try finding it in the simple, everyday moments. Success isn't just about reaching a final goal. It can be found in enjoying daily life. To make your days enjoyable, be intentional. Follow the 9 rules to live a peaceful, productive, and mindful life. Plan your weeks carefully, and you'll achieve both success and calmness. Managing time is both an art and a skill. Here are 9 rules to help you control it better. Rule number 1, sleep pattern. The first rule is simple, often used by parents but rarely applied to ourselves. Setting a bedtime. Most adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep each night. While many claim to get this amount, they often wake up feeling tired and sluggish. This happens because the quality of their sleep sometimes varies from how long they slept. Instead of going to bed at 10 p.m., if you fell asleep with your toddler at 8 p.m., woke up at 9 p.m., finished kitchen chores, and then stayed up watching a movie, only to doze off on the couch at 11:30 p.m., your sleep might add up to 8 hours. However, it won't be as refreshing as sleeping from 10:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. Calculate your ideal bedtime by counting backward from your wake-up time, aiming for 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Set an alarm 15 minutes before bedtime to start winding down. This method may seem obvious, but has significant benefits for improving sleep quality. Plan clear, achievable goals and think 1 week ahead. Enhance your time management by adding a second rule. Rule number 2, plan your week. Every Friday and map out your schedule for the upcoming week from Monday through Sunday. Late Friday afternoons are ideal for planning because most people are starting to wind down for the weekend and aren't in the mood for intense work. This makes it the perfect time to tackle planning projects. Planning your upcoming week and weekend also serves another purpose. When you've already scheduled activities for the approaching weekend, you have something to anticipate. Since you've already set aside this time, you can enjoy the entire weekend without needing to spend Sunday planning and losing part of your weekend. Thinking ahead helps you choose more satisfying activities. For instance, making reservations for dinner at a new restaurant is better than going to the same place again at the last minute. Rule number 3, exercise. Ensure you move your body by 3 p.m., whether it's a short walk or a quick 10-minute treadmill session. This simple action helps you feel accomplished, wakes you up from the mid-afternoon slump, and brings significant benefits to your health and mindset. Most people aim to work out regularly, but life often interferes with our plans. Rule number 4 offers a reassuring tip. You don't have to exercise every single day to form a habit. Simply doing something 3 times a week can make a significant difference. When you check your schedule, you might notice that you're already doing that new habit about 2 times per week. Consider the traditional family meal. Perhaps you feel guilty for not always having everyone gather around the table for a perfect family dinner. But maybe you already eat together on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. And every Friday, you do pizza and watch a movie. That's important too. Don't forget Sunday morning pancakes. That's 3 meals together right there. Discovering what matters most to you, whether it's exercise, a hobby, or spiritual practice, is key. By committing to doing this activity just 3 times a week, you'll naturally find yourself enjoying it more. This approach helps eliminate any guilt you might feel about not making time for it. Include buffer time for relaxed and on-track scheduling. A Missouri hospital had a 100% booking rate for its operating rooms, which seemed like a great achievement. However, there was a downside. Whenever there was an emergency, they had to rearrange their schedules. This meant moving scheduled surgeries to later times to handle the emergency, causing frustrating delays. A consultant proposed a solution: designate one operating room solely for emergency surgeries. Initially met with resistance, the idea seemed counterintuitive. By making this small change, the hospital saw a significant improvement. They redirected all emergencies to a specific room. This not only reduced delays, but also allowed the hospital to perform more surgeries overall. Rule number 5, increasing adaptability. The fifth rule encourages you to add flexibility to your schedule by setting aside extra time blocks. Plan for unexpected events or tasks that might need attention. Allocate some buffer time each week to handle these surprises or things that got delayed due to unforeseen changes. If you have a Pilates class planned for Tuesday evening but your partner gets sick that afternoon, finding a babysitter for your toddler becomes tricky. The sitter you call is already booked, so you have to cancel your class. However, if you had followed the fifth rule and reserved Friday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon as your backup slot, you could easily reschedule your Pilates session to that time. If a relative asks you to write a graduation party speech at short notice, it might cause panic. Finding a 2-hour slot in your busy schedule can solve this problem, allowing you to handle urgent requests without disrupting your plans. To improve your productivity and reduce stress, designate a specific time slot each week, like Friday mornings, as your free time. This scheduled buffer allows you to worry less about completing tasks and gives you more freedom to enjoy life. Commit to scheduling your life with a focus on quality. To live longer, simply create new memories. When we're young, we're always experiencing new things. We switch schools, go to college, meet new people, and learn new stuff. Our brains store these memories as time units. So, if you have more memories, your brain feels like time is longer. If you've ever told your friends, "Time seems to be flying lately," it could be because your brain hasn't made many new memories recently. Rule number 6, plan weekly adventures. To make new memories despite being busy with work, family, and other duties, follow this rule. Each week, plan one big and one small adventure and fit them into your schedule. Instead of planning a major event or spending a lot of money, you can have big experiences in other ways. You can see new parts of your town or try a different type of food. Smaller experiences can be fun too, like watching fireflies in your backyard or changing the picture in your desk frame. The specific activity isn't as crucial as planning it ahead of time. This makes you look forward to it, which makes it feel more adventurous. Rule number 7, self-care night. Planning and sticking to your commitments is crucial. That's why the 7th rule suggests setting aside one evening each week just for yourself. Parents often struggle with this particular step. A whole night off? Just to go out with friends, attend a book club, play tennis, or practice for community theater? Yes. You wouldn't hesitate to take your child to something they enjoy, so why not set aside the same time and give yourself the same permission? Taking a night off for yourself is crucial, regardless of others' availability. If you've committed to something, whether it's booked or paid for, stick to it. Setting aside an entire evening just for you might seem like a luxury, but it can bring lasting benefits that are hard to measure. When you prioritize what you enjoy and your personal growth, you'll find that time naturally expands to accommodate them. Maybe you'll start spending evenings doing things you love, hanging out with friends, studying at a library or cafe, or simply taking a short break. Avoid wasting time effectively. As you're tackling a major project, a notification pops up reminding you to schedule a dentist appointment. Glancing down, you notice dust collecting under your desk. Also, you need to book a cleaning service. If you call your dentist and cleaner to schedule those appointments and then grab a broom to quickly sweep under your desk, You not only waste valuable time, but also disrupt your focus and concentration. Rule number 8, dedicate time to handle small tasks. To prioritize your tasks better, start by identifying small jobs and estimating their time. Avoid getting sidetracked by seemingly quick tasks that lead to bigger projects. For instance, responding to an email can spiral into organizing your entire inbox and shopping online. Estimate your tasks accurately to manage your time wisely. Rule number 9, prioritize effortful activities before relaxing with mindless ones. Enjoy activities that require some effort before switching to more mindless ones. Instead of endlessly scrolling through social media, opt for activities like reading, solving puzzles, doing crosswords, or engaging in small art projects. If you're worried these activities will eat into your relaxation time, set a timer. This way, you can still enjoy relaxing activities like watching reality TV while also boosting your optimism and energy levels. All these rules for managing your time have one thing in common. They focus on putting yourself first. Planning your weeks is about protecting your time instead of just filling it. The outcome? You gain many meaningful hours that not only make you more productive, but also happier and more fulfilled. Key points. 1. Manage time for peace, happiness, and success by setting clear goals and routines. 2. Prioritize sleep quality by calculating ideal bedtime and winding down before sleep. 3. Plan weekly schedules to reduce daily stress and increase productivity. 4. Incorporate regular exercise and leisure activities to maintain a balanced lifestyle. 5. Allocate buffer time for unexpected events to avoid scheduling conflicts. 6. Create and cherish new memories through planned adventures and self-care activities. 7. Focus on quality leisure activities to enhance relaxation and personal growth.